sitting, make sure that your back is straight. When you're sitting, try to bring your knees as close to the ground as you can. Our personality opens up in many layers. The outer personality, Annamaya Kosha, it is a wrapping, it's a wrapper. Wrapper, our deep personality, our real personality is deep within. This is a outer wrapping. Like if you buy a chocolate, they don't sell the chocolate by itself. They sell along with the wrapping. The wrapper is there. We look at the wrapper. Oh, it must be very good. Based on the wrapper, we buy the product. And when you taste it, oh, only wrapper was good, but not the product. And we paid extra money, it's not good. And we paid for the wrapping. Our marketing, everything is based on the wrapping. Good packaging. Packaging is the best way to market. We buy, it is a one-off sale. If you want a repeated sale, you only on the packaging you can't sell. First time to tempt a customer, you can tempt the customer by good packaging. But if you want a repeated sale, the product should be good. So is this body. The wrapping is very good. We go to gym, we go to yoga, and looking very trim, slim, and people think it's a very good wrapping. I want to make friendship with this person. After they start interacting with us, they realized only the wrapping is good, not the content. This person is not worth making friendship with. It's not worth wasting our time on this person. It's not a stable person. And our personality is deep within. The only the wrapping itself is should be good. Otherwise, if the wrapping is not good, the product cannot be preserved well. That to preserve, that we need a good wrapping. This is for preserving. But the content is within. And yoga says you have to pay attention only, not only to the outer wrapping, your attention should be within the content. Make an attempt, it's your attention to the content within. Enrich the content so that whoever has made contact with you, they will have a good experience. They will should say a good person to deal with, a honest person to deal with, and repeated customer. They should talk about us. And in the Upanishad also talks about you should live such a way. One is your own marketing, and second one is kirti. Kirti. Kirti means it should spread far and beyond. Without marketing, one is a push strategy, another one is a pull strategy. I can advertise everywhere and market. That is a push strategy. And pull, people should be drawn towards you because of the content. Enrich your content. Enrich the content within. And yoga helps in connecting deep within. Deep within. And that is the theme we took upon. Settle down in your life. I talked about in the beginning. Settle down. Tada drashtu swarupe avasthanam. And when the yoga, when you aspire some great ambition in your life, when the noble cause is there, great ambition in your life, and when your thinking becomes single-pointed, then you do nothing but you settle down within. If I do not settle down within, and vritti sarupyam itaresham, my life gets squandered in taking the mind for towards various things. I did not get any opportunity to enrich here. The yoga says, enrich the content. Enrich the content. తదా ద్రష్టు స్వరూపే అవస్థాన్ సెటిల్ డౌన్ విథిన్ విథిన్ డీప్ విథిన్ ద నోబల్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆర్ హిడన్ డీప్ విథిన్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఆఫ్ అస్ లైక్ హానెస్టీ ట్రూత్ఫుల్నెస్ జాయ్ కంటెంట్మెంట్ బ్లిస్ అండ్ హెల్పింగ్ నేచర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ డీప్ విథిన్ వి ఆర్ నాట్ గివింగ్ ఎన్ ఆపర్చునిటీ టు ఎన్రీచ్ దట్ వన్ వి ఆర్ వృత్తి సారూప్యం ఇతరేషాం వి కీప్ ఆన్ గోయింగ్ అవుట్ ఆల్వేస్ పార్టీ సీకింగ్ అవుట్ అండ్ బై సీకింగ్ అవుట్ వి ఆర్ చీటింగ్ నన్ అదర్ దెన్ అవర్ సెల్వ్స్ వి ఆర్ నాట్ ఎన్రీచింగ్ అవర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎన్రీచ్ ద కాంటెంట్ అండ్ విన్ యూర్ ఎన్రీచింగ్ లైఫ్ ఈస్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ జాయ్ అండ్ లైఫ్ వి ఆర్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ వాంట్స్ హ్యాపీనెస్ పీస్ కంటెంట్మెంట్ జాయ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు గెట్ దట్ వన్ బై ఎన్రీచింగ్ యువర్ లైఫ్ ఎన్రీచింగ్ యువర్ లైఫ్ నాట్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్లీ ద ఔటర్ థింగ్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఎన్రీచ్ ఫ్రమ్ విథిన్ విన్ యూ స్టార్ట్ ఎన్రీచింగ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ద లైఫ్ ఈస్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ జాయ్ బ్లిస్ కంటెంట్మెంట్ అండ్ లైఫ్ ఈస్ ఎ సెలబ్రేషన్ దట్ ఈస్ ద message it is mentioned in the scriptures for that sit main thing we have to be to settle down in our life we should be able to sit when I'm always going out I can't sit I'm moving here and there sit this is the starting point sit first for still in stillness observe the stillness within when you start able to sit and experience the stillness physical stillness then breathing becomes calm and relaxed mind becomes calm and relaxed when the mind settles down like it rained last night in the lake if you have a lake go to a lake all the muds have come out and mind you can't see the bottom of the lake mind if you are starting only going out vritti sarupyam itaresham going out mind is so polluted you're so confused you can't see the bottom settle down after few days if it's not raining all the muds have settled clear water comes out when you settle down in your life then you can think properly calm, serene, and you can, then your enrichment starts from there. Then you lead a enriched life, so that it's a pull strategy, people start appreciating your contact. It's great to meet with you, people will be saying that one. Otherwise, people will be repulsed. And this person, when the person dies, oh, good riddance. Thank God he is dead. We don't want people to say that one. We should, even after departing, people should say, what a noble life. And that can happen only if you start enriching yourself. It's tada drashtu surupe avasthanam. Settle down in your life and learn to sit. We'll do pranayama. Left thumb and index finger together.